Praise God. Hallelujah. Isn't it great to be where the power of God is? But you know what? Wherever you go, you can have the power with you. Hello. You know, as we look around the world today, men, there are problems, personal problems, health problems, financial problems, organizational problems, racial problems, political problems, national problems. R. Buckminster Fuller said, "The one common experience of all humanity is the challenge of problems." I think we can agree with that. Anybody here that hadn't had a problem? I don't think so. You know, I remember Dad telling a story about a person come up to him and said, "Brother Hagin, pray that I'll have no more problem with the devil." And my dad, I guess he was sort of like I am. He just looked at her and I forget whether it was a lady or whether it was a man. Anyway, he said, "You want me to pray that you'll die? Because that's the only way you're not going to ever have any more problem with the devil is if you get out of this life." You know, everybody's talking about problems, but no one seems to have the solution for the problems today. Henry Ford said, "Most people spend more time and energy going around problems than they do trying to solve them." Amen. You know, we, as children of God, have the power to deal with the problems of life. You know, in Acts 1:8, it says, "But you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you shall be witnesses to me in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth." And the Living Bible says it like this: "But when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, you will receive power to testify about me with great effect to the people in Jerusalem, throughout Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth about my death and resurrection." Here, you know, Jesus told his disciples he wanted them to go on a power trip. Now, some of you are old enough to remember the cars in the late 60s and early 70s that were called muscle cars. Anybody remember the muscle cars? Yeah. And in recent years, they have introduced retro models of those muscle cars. Now, I want to tell you what. If you ever drove one of these cars, they had plenty of power, and you took a good power trip, man. It was great to be able to, you know, got four in the floorboard, boom, bah, 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 boom. You go through the gears, and man, choo-choo, anybody ever been there and done that? Yeah, those bullies would run. So the title of my message today is Power Trip. I think they put the slide up there a while ago. Maybe they can put it back up there. I don't know. There it is, Power Trip. That's the title of the message today. And in fact, they got a picture of a car. I don't know why that's one of them retros or what that is, but that's a car picture anyway. He told his disciples to wait in Jerusalem until they had the power. You know, you can't do anything without the power of God. You know, He has given us the power to live the Christian life and given us the power to take it to the nations. You know, actually, Jesus is an example for us. If you turn to Luke 4:14, we'll read 14 to start with, and then we're going to drop to 18. Okay, Luke 4:14. "Then Jesus returned in the power of the Spirit to Galilee," and that's the Holy Spirit, the power of God, "and news of him went out throughout all the surrounding region." Now drop down to verse 18. Actually, he went into the temple there and he got the book of Isaiah, and he read this to him. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he's anointed me to teach and preach the gospel to the poor. He sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, to recover sight to the blind, to set at liberty those who are oppressed. You know, that's exactly why we are anointed. If you go over and read in John, the epistles of John, you'll find out that he said, we have been anointed. We have received the anointing. To do what? To do what Jesus did. You know, this letter, these verses, and then you go on and you can see what Jesus did during his earthly ministry. He healed the sick. He dealt with storms. He fed 5,000 people. He dealt with every need. You know, several years back, they used to have this WWJD deal. Anybody remember WWJD? So, how many ever wore one of them bracelets? Yeah. It stands for what would Jesus do? Trying to remind you that every time you run into a problem, what would Jesus do? Well, Acts 10:38 says, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and Holy Spirit. And I like when, you know, Holy Ghost, Holy Spirit, same thing. With power, who went about doing good and healing all who are oppressed by the devil, for God was with him. I want you to notice that he did everything that he did in his earthly ministry because he was anointed with the Holy Spirit. The power is in the Spirit. He healed the sick. He walked on water. He multiplied food. He fulfilled the will of his Father. You know, sometimes you need to ask yourself the question instead of wringing your hands and say, oh, my God, what am I going to do? You need to ask yourself the question, what would Jesus do? Once we answer that question, then we know what we need to do. Come on now. You know, we have to realize that he has commissioned us to go forth in the power of his name. You know, when he was here, he left and he said, I give you, the church of the Lord Jesus Christ, the authority of the name of Jesus. You know, he gave us, in essence, the power of attorney. To use the name, his name. When you use that name, it's the same as Jesus doing it. Hello. Now, you know, everybody say, oh, well, the 12 apostles were equipped. Yeah, they were. Matthew 10:1 says, and when he had called his 12 disciples to him, he gave them the power over unclean spirits to cast them out, to heal all kinds of sickness and all kinds of disease. You can also find that in Mark 6:7 and Luke 9:1. But now, Jesus authorized some more people, not just his 12 disciples. In Luke 10:9, he says that he called 70 other people and gave unto them the same thing. And then if you look down in Luke 10:17, look down in Luke 10:17. Wait, I see people turning there. All right. Now, this is not the 12. It says, then the 70 returned with joy. This is not his 12 disciples. These are others that he anointed. Lord, even the demons are subjects in your name. And he said to them, I saw Satan fall like lightning from heaven. Behold, I give you authority to trample on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Now here we have 70 and then the 12. That adds up 82, doesn't it? That's at least 82 people. And people always say, well, the 12 disciples. No, it just wasn't the 12 that was with Jesus. He had more. They have power. Power for what? To do the work of the Lord, the will of the Father. If we go and look in that book of Acts, we'll see the disciples continued after they received the power of the Holy Spirit. They continued doing the same thing, teaching and healing. Hello? Is that not what read in the book of Acts? They were teaching and healing and leading people to Christ. Now, some people want to say, well, healing was done away with when the last apostle died. Well, actually, the power of God didn't stop with the last 12 because there were 70 other people besides those 12. Hello? Come on. You know, nobody ever talks about that. They always just talk about the 12 disciples. But we got record where there were 70 others. That's only the record we have. We don't know how many more there were, just like we are. You know, healing and miracles wasn't just limited to the 12. According to the book of Acts, you had Stephen and Philip that were not a part of the 12 going out and doing things, right? I have a book that I put together. It's called Healing Forever Settled. It's back there in the bookstore. And in that book, I go back and I recount from historical records that the power of God, healing and so forth and so on, that they said was done away with 4 centuries after they're all gone. And then I even go on back and I trace it into the 1700s, and you can trace it all the way through to the present age. Since the power of God was poured out on the day of Pentecost, we can be on a power trip with God if you want to be. It's not up to God, it's up to you. It's up to you how much you want to walk with God. One of those muscle cars, you didn't have to buy one. You could buy an old 6-cylinder if you wanted to. Now, you're not going to have the power, but you're still going to get there. Come on now, don't sit down on me now. There are some people, they still going to get there, but they don't got the power. I know that's not good English, but I said it anyway. Come on. You know, somebody said, well, how can you fellowship with those people? They don't really believe in the Holy Spirit. Well, they believe in being born again by the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, and that's all it takes to get to heaven. They just don't know. They just know. They just driving a 6-cylinder, and I'm driving a muscle car. For you that don't know about it, a 6-cylinders is not going to keep up with a muscle 8 cylinders. You know, not going to keep up with, and that's not going to keep up with that 350 Chevrolet or that 427. Or 429. It's not going to keep up with them. Not at all. Not going to keep up with one of those Hemis. You know, some of y'all don't even know what I'm talking about. If you don't, the Bible said, let him that's ignorant be ignorant still. So, no, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. Okay. All right. I'm kidding. I don't have time to explain it. Excuse me. You know, throughout the ministry of Jesus, throughout the ministry of all in the whole Word of God, we see the power of God in evidence. The power of God in evidence in Paul's life. Power of God in evidence in Peter's life. In all of the people's lives. We even see Paul mentioning many, many different people, especially in the last book, the last chapter of each one of his books, he mentions a lot of people in there that were operating with the power of God. that wasn't, I mean, they weren't even with Jesus. Paul wasn't with Jesus. I mean, he saw him in the vision and was trained by him, but he wasn't one of the 12. Come on now. You see, another man said, the work of God can only be carried on by the power of God. The church is a spiritual organism fighting spiritual battles. Only spiritual power can make it perform as God ordained. You can, and thank God for programs. And thank God for all that we have that can help people and the self-help programs. There's nothing wrong with those. But it's the power of God that's going to set people free from the chains of sin, sickness, disease. It's the power of God that's going to set people free from feeling condemnation. Therefore, there is no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus. No condemnation. Hallelujah. Don't let the devil come in and try to condemn you. Hello. Just walk in the knowledge of who you are in Christ. When you get a hold of the revelation of who you are in Christ, that makes the whole grace message and the whole message of God come real in you. Hallelujah. Knowing who you are in Christ, what you can do in Christ. Hallelujah. That's a different subject. All right, let me go on. You know, most people that are operating in power have learned how to tap into it. Now, Ephesians 3:20 says, now to him who is able to do exceedingly above, abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us. Power that works in the preacher. Power that works through some special anointing. The power that works in us. The power of God is inside of you. 2 Thessalonians 1:11 says, therefore, we also pray always for you that our God would count you worthy of his calling and fulfill all the good pleasure of his goodness and the work of faith with power. The work of faith with power. Excuse me. You know, faith is what ignites the power. Faith ignites the power. You know, the Holy Spirit, when he comes, he doesn't come with half a suitcase. He comes with the full package. He comes with all of his might and his ability. He comes with everything that you need in life. He comes with all of his strength and all of his power. He comes with all of his counsel and guidance. He comes with all knowledge and all wisdom. So quit talking about how dumb you are. You are wise in the power of the Spirit. Hallelujah. The power of the Holy Ghost is necessary in every Christian life. I believe to receive the Holy Spirit is necessary for every Christian as it just as it is blood is necessary to operate the body. Come on now. Remember in John 14:16, Jesus said, I will pray the Father and he will give you another helper that will abide with you forever. That word translated helper is translated comforter in some areas and some translated in a different way. Actually, it's a word paraclete. And it me actually the Amplified version says it like this. And they take in everything. And I will ask the Father, he will give you another comforter, counselor, helper, intercessor, advocate, strengthener, and standby, that he will remain with you for just a little while. Forever. Hallelujah. You know, don't talk about how weak you are. Talk about how strong you are in the power of the Lord and in his might. Begin to talk about yourself the way God sees you. He sees you as a powerful vessel of his, walking on this earth to do his will. What is his will? That everyone would know of his love, his great love that sent his own son to Calvary, that he would die on the cross that we can be saved. And then when Jesus ascended on high, he sent the Holy Spirit back. When Jesus was here on earth, he was a man, he ain't going to be in one place at one time, but he sent the Holy Spirit, the third person of the Trinity, that can be everywhere all of the time with all of us. It doesn't matter where we are. If I'm here and you're over there, the Holy Spirit's with you, the Holy Spirit's with me. Get yourself ready and live on a power trip. Hello. How many of you were out there at Rockets and you went over and you saw my hot rod over there, that little green car? Now, I'll tell you what. You get in that bully and you hit that accelerator, it's going to throw you back against the seat. Because it's got a cam in it that's all just barely street legal because it's ground. So, but man, that thing will run. Why? Because it's got the power under the hood. Hey, point to yourself. If you have the Holy Spirit, you got the power right here. Put the accelerator to the pedal to the metal and let's go. Woo! Hallelujah. Anybody ready for a power trip? You know, Hudson Taylor, that great missionary, said, all giants have been weak men who have done great things for God because they reckon on the power and the presence to be with them. It's not because somebody is so great. It's because the power of God is great. You become a giant when you rely on the power of God. I can do all things. Through what? Through Christ who strengthens me. Jesus never intended for us to spread the gospel by ourselves. He specifically told his disciples, wait in Jerusalem till you be endued, right? With the power, the Holy Spirit power. This applies as much to us today as it did to those back then. Receive the Holy Spirit and you'll have power. We got to learn to use our faith and believe that we have the power. Believe that we can do what God says we can do. We can be who God says we can be. We can have what God says we can have. Believe that when you come with the power and the presence of God. Smith Wigglesworth said it like this. Believe that when you come into the presence of God, believe that when you come into the presence of God, you can have all you came for. You can take it away. You can use it, for all the power of God is at your disposal in response to your faith. If you never read Smith Wigglesworth's book, Ever Increasing Faith, I suggest you read it. It's a great book. Anybody read it? How many of you with your hand up say, think it's worth somebody reading it? Yes, it is. You know, I've been fortunate to be alive since 1939, and especially going right after the end of the war. And in about 47, the healing revival started. And I have been privileged to be involved with, since that time, since I was about in the first grade, all the way through to the present time, of seeing the power of God in demonstration in those that were willing to just step out in faith on the power of God. During that 47 to 58 healing revival, I mean, people were getting healed everywhere. It just wasn't the guys. I mean, we had some great healing evangelists. My dad was part of that group, and I knew all of them. I was in their meetings, and I can tell you about them. I knew them personally. But, it just wasn't them. Other pastors at churches, people, just lay people were laying their hands on people. They were getting healed. Back when the charismatic renewal came into existence, it was just normal people, businessmen actually, that started were laying hands on people. They were receiving the Holy Spirit. How many of you got the Holy Spirit back in during that charismatic renewal time? Yes. I mean, everybody. Sometimes people want to relegate the power to certain ministry gifts and certain people. No, everybody has the power. Hello? Do you realize the 120 in that room just wasn't the 12 disciples? There was other people there too. We don't have the record of all of the other people. All we have is the record of those that it talks about in the book of Acts. But there was others that were doing the same thing. It's almost like John said in his book, in his gospel, if everything that Jesus did, it couldn't be written in the books. And if everything that was happening after the day of Pentecost, it couldn't have been written in the book. There was so much going on. How do you today write in one book all that God is doing all over the world right now? While we're here in this meeting and I'm preaching on power, being power on a power trip, Craig is there in Albania preaching on healing and having a healing service about now. Somebody, they're all other pastors all over. And I don't know how many pastors I text every Sunday morning. I keep getting, it keeps buzzing because they keep texting me back, that are preaching and teaching the same thing. And people just like you are sitting in their congregations and they go out and they're touching people. What? With the power of God, because they've learned how to get on a power trip. Woo! Man, you talk about tripping. Now, that's the right kind of trip to get on. That other kind ain't the right kind, but this is the right kind of trip to go on. See, this is the hour we're living in today that needs the power of God. And how are they going to get the power of God? By we that are filled with the power of God, demonstrating it in our lives as we just live our normal lives, demonstrating the power of God. People will look at you, and I heard somebody say the other day, talking about somebody was going, how in the world are they able to stand up under that? It's because they understand the power of God. They understand the power of God. You know, we need to show the world the power of God through the love of God. We need to show the world the power of God through meeting the needs of those that are spiritually deprived. Hello. Don't sit down on me now. This is just getting really good. Are you ready to go on a power trip with the Holy Spirit? Are you ready to begin to believe that you can be a vessel used by the power of God in your workplace, wherever, in your neighborhood, wherever you're at? You're a vessel that can be used by the power of God. That's what it's there for. The power of God, great. Thank God for the power of God that empowers us and drives us and keeps us motivated. But that's not the real reason for the power of God. The real reason for the power of God is for us to go out and demonstrate the power of God. Paul said, I don't come to you with enticing words, but I come to you in the demonstration of the power of God. Everybody that's ready to go on a power trip with the Holy Spirit, stand up and begin to praise God. Let the Holy Spirit come on you. Begin to praise God. Let the Holy Spirit come on you. Oh, Rama Makishi le manse le bondre batate le kito do robro sapanda prelelense pelelense comondo robrasa. Hallelujah. The power shall come and the power will operate as you believe me. And I will lead you and I will guide you. And the power will be demonstrated as you in faith step out to believe me. You don't have to have a platform to preach from. All you've got to do is step out and minister by my power. Hallelujah to Jesus. Glory to God. I don't know whether you got that or not. If you didn't, you need to get a hold of it. Spirit of God was saying something. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Well, bow your heads for just a moment. I never liked to minister unless I give an opportunity for somebody to find Jesus or somebody to rededicate their life to God. If you're in this place today and you do not know Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, or you need to rededicate your life to God, I want to pray with you and for you. Let me see your hand right now. Anybody in this room, anywhere, upstairs, downstairs, there's a hand over here. Thank you. Is there any other hands that will be raised? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You need Jesus. You need to rededicate your life. You know what it is, but you know you're not exactly where you need to be with God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. How many, is there anybody in here today that says, I know what it is to be born again by the Spirit, but I have never been filled with the Holy Spirit? I'm not talking about church creed or doctrine. The Bible says, just like I was preaching about, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began in Acts 2:4. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with tongues. The Spirit gave them utterance. Anybody here want to be filled with the Holy Spirit today? Let me see your hand. Raise your hand anywhere in the room, upstairs, downstairs, anywhere. Praise the Lord. If you raised your hand, should have raised your hand. I know we had a couple of hands raised. If you raised your hand, should have raised your hand, wanted to raise your hand, step out in the aisle and come on down here right now. I want to pray with you and I want to pray for you. Come on, right now. Come on. Come on. The Father's arms are open. Hallelujah. Come on, right now.
The precious blood of Jesus Christ. Oh, come.
Come on, right now. If you raised your hand, should have raised your hand. Come on. Just come on. I'm going to wait on you. I think there was a couple more that should have come in. Come on. I'm waiting. We're going to wait just a moment. Come on. If you're coming, come now. Come now. Here comes another one. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Come on now. Come on now. Hallelujah. This is the greatest. It's a long step, but it's the greatest step you'll ever make. Hallelujah to Jesus. Thank God. Thank God. God bless you. Hallelujah. God bless you. Anybody else want to join? Come on right now. This is the opportunity. This is your opportunity. Change your life forever. You'll never be the same again. You want to receive the Holy Spirit? Come on. Come on, right here. God bless you, man. Hallelujah. Come on now. You want to receive the Holy Spirit? You want to change your life forever? Receive the Holy Spirit. You want to change? Receive Christ as your Savior. Here comes another one. Come on. Come on. Come on. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Come on, come on, come on. Oh, glory to God. Come on now. Oh, yeah. The Spirit of God is moving in this place. The Spirit of God is moving in it. Hallelujah. Bless you, man. Thanks for bringing it. Hallelujah. Come on now. Come on. There's some more that need to come. I'm going to wait just a minute. I'm going to wait just a minute. Come on. Come on now. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Speak to somebody there beside of you. Tell them, I walk down there with you. I feel like there's a few more that need to come. I'm going to wait just a moment for you. You know that I normally don't hold it this long, but I feel impressed this morning. There's some more that need to come. Come on now. Hallelujah. I'm going to wait just a minute. Keep singing. Keep singing. I'm going to wait just a minute. Give you an opportunity. Don't pass up this opportunity. This is your opportunity. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I'm going to wait just a minute. Don't pass it up. This is your time. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, man. God bless you, buddy. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah to Jesus. Thank God. All of you that are standing here, look at me. I got three books in my hand. The New Birth in Him, telling about who you are in Christ. New Birth talks about being born again. And White Tongues talks about the Holy Spirit. If I said I was going to give these and I put them out here, what do you got to do to get them? That's right. You got them. They're yours. Hey, y'all going to get them same books in just a minute. I did that as an exercise. I can give you a book, but I can't give you the spiritual thing you came for. It comes from heaven on high. I want you to raise one hand toward heaven. I'm going to pray with you. I want y'all to pray with them right now in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Father, right now that every spiritual need in every one of these lives will be met today. Salvation, rededication, no so experience with you, the blessed infilling of the Holy Spirit. I thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Put your hands down and look at it for just a moment. I want to ask you to go to a special place where you can be prayed with individually and in depth. Make sure you get what you come for and you get those books. Okay, that place where you're going to, it's a prayer room right now, but on Sunday morning at 9 o'clock, it becomes a classroom called Turning Point. You say, well, what is that? Well, that's just to help you that come to get your life turned back on to God or to turn on to God first time. That's what it's for you guys, okay? And if that's your category, I'd like to see you in that class next Sunday morning. If you come to receive the Holy Spirit, they're going to help you get the power there too. Would you turn and see Roger right there? Would you just follow him to that place of prayer right now? God bless you as you go. Give them a hand as they go. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. That's what it's all about right there. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hey, connection team, go find our first time guests and take them to the connection room so they can get that special gift. They just flashed up at. We got 1,634 people online watching us online. Hallelujah. God bless all of our e-church out there. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I feel impressed this morning. If there's somebody there that's watching, then you need to receive Christ or you need to rededicate your life to God, would you reach your hand out toward the screen where you're at? Congregation, reach your hands out toward that camera. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you that each one of these will receive Christ as their Savior as they pray this prayer with us right now. Heavenly Father.
Heavenly Father.
Thank you.
Thank you.
For your Son, Jesus.
For your Son, Jesus.
I believe he died.
I believe that he died.
for my sin and rose again. You said in your word, if I would believe that and confess that, I would be saved. I thank you now. As I confess with my mouth and believe in my heart that I may become a new creature in Christ Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, amen. Hey, if you prayed that prayer with us for rededication or the first time, there's a place you can go there and let us know about it. We want to know about it. God bless you. Thank God, thank God, thank God. Hallelujah. Well, tonight at 6 o'clock right here, and Wednesday night, Hour of Power, 7 o'clock right here. We'll be here. Come believing, come expecting. Amen. All right, staff, the ones of us that are here, already done it. All right. Hallelujah to Jesus. All right. Thank God. They're telling me to do the connection team, but I already did it, didn't I? Right? I already did connection team. Yeah. All right. Praise the Lord. All right, staff, you can get to the doors. They sing, for you that don't know, we sing a chorus around here. To dismiss and let me get to the door. I'm going down that aisle to the north door this morning. Praise the Lord. Hey, remember, you need to stay on a power trip. I'll talk about it again next week. God bless. We'll see you. Let's sing.